You are listening to a Pleasure Podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.
You trying to stay safe this corona season?
I think we should. And you know how we do that? We have Billy's Infinity Greens.
Infinity C, the highest vitamin C foods, all in one little jar.
The equivalent to 14 oranges.
And it's all plant-based, so there's none of these extra chemicals that's coming from genetically modified corn. No, no, no. This is just a pure plant-based vitamin C. And I'm telling you, it's keeping us safe during this corona time, and I think it can keep you safe. They're our favorite that we found. I love them. I've been taking them for the past year, and they've been making me feel healthy. So if you want Billy's Infinity Greens, go to infinitygreens.com. You can get 15% off when you use promo code MOM, M-O-M, at infinitygreens.com. It's uncomfortable to talk about sex, but sometimes it's important to get uncomfortable. Sex Talk with My Mom is the best mom-son podcast about sex.
It's the only one as well.
My mother is a cougar.
My son is a clown.
In a nutshell, my dad died, so my mother decided to create a YouTube channel all about sex, like all mothers do.
And then my son decides to use my material in his stand-up comedy routines.
And thus, Sex Talk with My Mom was born. Welcome to Sex Talk with My Mom. I'm Cam Poder.
And I'm Karen Lee Poder.
We are chatting about sex and anything you typically wouldn't talk about with a parent twice a week.
I'm glad you added that. That is a good portion of our discussion.
That's exactly right. And that can relate to drugs like marijuana, or it could relate to, by the way, have you been smoking weed?
I took a hit.
I knew it. I knew what? It. You're what? Busted. You're busted. What? You're busted. You're
Why?
Busted.
What? Not now. Not now.
I'm
not talking about right
it.
This minute. Wait, you think I'm talking about right this minute?
No, not this minute.
How but did you know? What?
Because I knew when I saw you this weekend, I picked up a box of shit from you. And yeah. I knew you made a little comment about how you hadn't been smoking this whole goddamn time. And how you were thinking, oh, just maybe one little hit. And I said, don't you do that, you coronavirus lung. You don't need that shit.
It was literally, it would not affect a cricket, but it affected me.
One cilia on your lung.
It might have affected one cilia, but it was
busted.
Like,
my mood has been busted.
It probably won't happen again for another 3 months, but
did you get super fucking stoned?
I got not super fucking stoned, but I got a little stoned. Yeah.
Well, your tolerance must have been very low.
Tolerance was low. This is what I wanted to share.
This is why you can't remember shit. When was this?
I don't know.
You because you were trying to put something together.
Saturday night.
You're probably still hungover.
No, I'm not hungover. But I didn't realize though that. Oh my god, I had to ask Deez for a favor. I got a hair color kit because my roots are getting bad. You know, they're turning all different colors. I look like a skunk. So I didn't. And this girl, wonderful girl named Rosie. And if you're living in Los Angeles, the local salon. It's awesome. She dropped off this concoction. It's like a chemistry set. And I didn't realize that I needed someone to help me with it, basically, because it's like a two-person job almost. You got to stir it up and put it on your hair.
This is like a whole clone of Willy over again.
It is. And meanwhile, I didn't realize that Deez had taken a gummy. So he wasn't in the frame of mind that he would be doing this in a professional manner. So I was getting
this
buried.
When you were high as well?
No.
Did you get high after that?
Later on that night, yes.
Unbelievable.
It wasn't like you act like I'm like a fucking stoner that needs rehab or something.
Here's why. Here's exactly why. Over the past 2 months, you've been so fastidious. You and Deez have been so anal about not getting coronavirus. I can't even come close to your building without you coming off in a hazmat suit with the fucking gloves. It's like in a bubble, basically.
Yeah.
Okay? I come over there this weekend. I don't know what has changed.
I'll tell you what's changed. There's something's changed.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what's changed because you barely came down with a fucking bandana on. No gloves. You're fucking bare-handing your phone. I was like, what the fuck? You just gave up on this whole thing? Now you're smoking weed? What the fuck happened?
Okay. What happened was that, you know how like you're restraining, and then something happens to like, okay. So I had all my belongings from Chicago moved here on a truck. And then we hired these movers to help us move it from the truck to go pick it up from the facility and then to drop it off at my place. Well, you know, this is sweating going on. There's masks flying. They're not wearing masks half the time.
And they're coming into the apartment?
They're coming in and out of the apartment where I'm in the loading dock with all these people walking by and breathing. And it's so hot there. I was ready to pass the fuck out. And I got to tell you something. It was a complete, utter disaster. But it worked out.
It sounds like it wasn't a disaster. It sounds like you had a good move.
I didn't tell you the part, or maybe I did tell you the part where I gave away the box springs to my bed thinking I had a platform bed. And then only because I called someone did I realize that I needed the box springs.
Oh, my God. This is what you're doing. You know what you're doing?
What?
You're foisting all the shit you don't want on everyone else.
Yes.
Somehow,
I have no choice.
You said, I have some stuff here for you that you're going to want. And so I come over there. You give me very quietly, you just place a massive moving box in my trunk. And yeah. I go, what's in there? What the fuck is in there? I look in there. I have 10 bowls and 10 plates. I don't need any plates or bowls. And why are there 10 bowls and 10 plates in there?
I think I got confused between your brother. He did need them.
So then I called him. He says he doesn't need them. Why
he
the
told
fuck?
Me,
what am I going to do with all these plates and bowls now?
He told me he needed bowls.
He doesn't need them. I don't need them. What do I do with the plates?
And then he told me that he doesn't need that he needed silverware after I specifically said, do you need silverware? Then I said, do you need sheets? He's like, I already have a comforter. I slept the comforter back for him.
I want the comforter.
No, you tell him that.
I don't. Wait, what?
He said he has a comforter. And
but
then.
He took it?
He took it anyway. I convinced him to take it.
What the fuck is going on here?
And then he said he doesn't have the right pillowcases. So I don't know what to do. No one has pillowcases. Those are the one things I couldn't find. Actually, okay. I think I gave you pillowcases.
Big ones.
They're in your box.
Oh, that's nice. That's great. So I got sheets, but no comforter.
And I have a 50 photo albums suffocating me throughout the apartment.
Okay, here's the deal. No one gives a fuck. But
okay.
So we have to move on. However, what it sounds like, and I think what could be relatable, is the fact that we've been doing so much, constricting, restraining ourselves and just kind of like, what is it called? When you're being very cautious and, you know.
It's like when you're on the, what is that?
You know what I'm talking about. But
yeah,
basically, you're being hypervigilant.
Yes.
And it's like a pimple. It's growing and growing and growing, and finally it bursts with these fucking with these movers. And now the floodgates have opened, and you are just fucking going to town.
Yeah, I mean, literally, we went upstairs. Deez is like definitely within 3 feet of the people.
I don't understand. Deez
talking without a mask.
Deez wouldn't come close to my car the other day because I had vegetables in it that I picked up at a. Basically, one of those curbside pickups. Yeah, I didn't come close to anyone. The guy couldn't even come close to my car because there was vegetables. Now he comes down. He's like in my fucking face, closer than I prefer, even if there weren't coronavirus.
With a huge Corona beard.
Huge Corona beard. Get that shit out of here. I can't believe the 180 you've taken it, and I'm very interested to see how the rest of our society comes out of this thing.
I mean, you act like I'm like one of these protesters down in Huntington Beach, like going towards the beach and mass, like laissez-faire, who gives a fuck?
That's exactly what it appears to be. That's exactly how it appears to me.
Well, it's like, it's either all or nothing, I guess. I don't know. But your brother, by the way, had no problems just waltzing into Chipotle. I mean, seriously? Chipotle, you can't, I mean, there weren't that many people and there was social distancing to some extent, but I mean, Chipotle, they're slinging shit all over the place over there. He's like, oh, I'll have some of that. No, there was zero caution. Gave no shits at all that he was picking up a Corona-laden bag full of Chipotle.
I have not come into contact with another human in about 2 months.
You came in contact with me.
I'm just kidding. So there are a few friends I've done distance walks.
Yeah, what are you talking
about?
That's a huge lie.
By the way, because I get very depressed, I need the distance walks. Yesterday I went on a distance walk. I have no shame now in telling my friends that they need to get more distance from me. I told my friend he has to walk in the middle of the street. I don't care if his life is threatened by this whole thing.
Do you feel like he's a walking coronavirus?
No, he's pretty good, actually.
Is this the one that was like licking the parking meter?
No, that's a different guy. But I will say another friend of mine. So then I went to another friend's house. I really kind of...
What are you talking about? I haven't been with people in 2 months.
Well, I didn't go in the house. I stood outside.
But you're with people.
I stood outside. You know, it's very nice that people are developing all these skills while they're in Corona time, in quarantine.
Like Deez is like he's ready to open a professional gourmet restaurant.
One of my friends, this nerdy motherfucker, became a professional baker. How phenomenal is that?
That's great.
He baked me a rhubarb pie. It's not even a rhubarb pie. It's a rhubarb shortbread cookie fucking tart shit. Oh. I was fucking gobbling that shit in.
You're still skinny as a rail.
I think I'm really getting very skinny over here because I just can't eat enough.
You're eating vegetables.
I'm constantly cooking and cleaning. Okay, so here's I don't know if you can tell.
Cam's Corner.
Okay, Cam's Corner. I finished the Porcupine's book.
Thank the Lord.
4:30 a.m. the other day. Why? Because I can't sleep in this fucking house. I'm staying at a friend's house. I thought it was a good idea to stay at my friend's house who's out of town because it's a beautiful house. He's not here. I'm very, very lucky to be here. But he sleeps under the skylight. I plugged up the skylight. The whole room still, it's like you put me on the sun to sleep.
I don't know how, in a million years, I need a vampire den to sleep in. I could never sleep there. I saw it. It's impossible. There's lights coming in from all the sides too. It's everywhere.
It's also interesting. It's such a big house that I get so creeped out. I don't know what's in the corners. I don't know what's going on in the closets.
What do you think's going on? Monsters?
Monsters, boogeymen, I don't know. I don't like it. I can't sleep with it. So I went back to my fuck den and I slept there. And I slept two nights in a row all the way through the night. The first night, I kept waking up. So obviously, it wasn't all the way through the night. I kept waking up and I literally would say to myself, I'm sleeping. This is amazing.
So,
the past week and a half.
Lesson learned. You need a small little cozy fuck den to sleep in.
That's exactly right. I know all the different rooms. I have two different rooms in the fuck den. That's it. I know what's going on in there. I could see from my bed what the fuck is happening in the entire apartment. So, I was just thrilled to be back in the fuck den. I realized for the past week and a half, I have not slept, really. And I was kind of in a daze. I didn't even know what the fuck was going on.
It's almost like you took drugs or something.
And we were doing a lot of weird shit. Like, we got interviewed by that NFL player, Michael Bennett, for his podcast, Mouthpiece. We interviewed Taylor Nolan, who was a Bachelor in Paradise. I was like, what is happening with my life? I can't. I'm not sleeping. I'm in this completely foreign place. And I'm talking to these people who are like celebrities over here.
Yeah.
The fuck is going on here?
It's pretty cool.
With like three neurons firing.
You did pretty well.
Thank you.
You guys, if you're listening to this, I'm assuming you're listening because otherwise why are we, well, I guess we can talk to each other and catch up. But if you are listening in the car or wherever you're listening, go back or go forward or wherever you are and listen to those two episodes he's just talking about because they're both great.
Okay. You got three neurons firing as well right now because... First of all, we didn't interview Bennett.
I had to take a Klonopin at 4:30 this morning.
Why?
Because I'm up. I'm achy. I should love going to sleep. Now I wake up in the middle of the night and something's not right. It's always something hurting me. So I knew I was going to be up for an hour. And I finished my book, which is very good, by the way, Educated. And I couldn't go back to sleep. So I took a little quart of a Klonopin. Boom. Slept till 9:30.
Yeah, but now it's like I'm talking to a brain dead person over here.
What? Excuse me. What the fuck does that mean? Well, I'm having an intelligent conversation with you, and I'm not brain dead. And what the hell? You're projecting. Those little porcupine needles are projecting.
I've never
been
more awake. I swear to God, I've never felt more awake right now than I have in maybe a year. I'm in such a good mood. It's unbelievable how sleep affects the mood.
It totally does.
I saw a couple. So here's what happens. This is the real Cam's Corner. This is what happens. I have a good night of sleep, and it creates this whole cyclical effect. A cycle is created. I wake up, I feel great, so then I start doing things and making better choices. So typically, I'd wake up and I'd be like, oh, fuck, it's the weekend, and I still have a ton of work to do. I'm just going to start fucking working like a fucking idiot. I probably would skip showering. I would,
oh, yeah. You
know, and so I would just fucking work, and then I would not see my friends. But then I caught myself, and I said, no. I got work out my asshole. I'm not going to do it.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah. So if our patrons are wondering where the patron bonus episode is,
it's
because I was fucking sleeping and enjoying my life. And that, so then I was like, I should really just enjoy my life. How am I going to do that? I'm going to read. And I was about to pick up. I was about to pick up another therapy book.
No. Read something
called
fun.
The Gift of Therapy. And then I said to myself, you know what? Even though I love this and I get an erection every time I the word porcupine is mentioned, I am going
what?
To... The last book was about Schopenhauer's porcupines.
I know, porcupine, but what so the fuck? It gave you an erection?
A spiritual erection.
Oh, a spiritual erection.
I'm going to do something different. What I'm going to read is going to have no possible way of being productive in my life.
Oh.
It's going to be just pure bliss, pure pleasure.
What is it?
The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. By C.S. Lewis.
Oh, okay.
What?
No, I think you read that already, though.
Well, I can't remember it if I did.
Okay, back in sixth grade or something. Required reading. Maybe it was your brother.
No, I did read it, but I don't remember.
Sounds familiar. I think he went through a whole C.S. Lewis phase where you were reading all those books.
Well, so he has a lot of books called like Mere Christianity and Miracles. These are more philosophical books. So I said, no, I'm not doing that. I'm going to read the fucking children's novel.
Oh, good going.
Yeah, so I downloaded that shit and I've been reading about that fucking wardrobe.
Why don't you read The Little Prince? By it. How about The Little Prince?
I love The Little Prince.
I know you did.
Oh, God, I love it.
Okay.
But then still, that shit is still on the edge of spirituality. You know?
I know. It just still does not sound like...
I almost read Ishmael. Ishmael is like another, you know...
Why don't you read...
Spiritual
Why don't you just
novel?
Read some fucking garbage?
That is Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. I mean, it's not garbage, but it's just pure fantasy. What is it? Just enjoy... I'm not learning shit from that.
You said it's philosophical in nature.
I'm not. I said the other book that I...
Oh,
that,
gotcha. Okay. Yeah, anyway, I think it's a good idea. Like, I read that I couldn't sleep at night, and I put on a Calm app. And we're not even advertising for Calm right now, right?
No. Okay. I mean, we could.
I might say that I listened to that Velveteen Bunny. I love that shit.
What's the code, Mom?
Sex Talk, 40% off.
Calm.com/sextalk. You get 40% off a fucking premium membership?
I have gotten my money's worth because I literally, every time I wake up in the middle of the night, I will listen to it. It helps you fall asleep. And also, there's this little portion where people tell little bedtime stories.
I fucking love that.
Yeah. Yeah. So
it's amazing. And then you do something good for yourself and then it leads to more good shit. So you just got to somehow start the cycle.
Cycle of good shit. Let's just call
cycle
it
of good. The Sex cycle talk of good
shit. With my mom, cycle of good shit.
That's my whole goal right now for the next few weeks is just to eliminate all the work I could possibly eliminate for my life. It's just too much for me.
So you foisted it on me.
Excuse me. You want to share about this?
Yes.
Okay, go for it.
I don't like you foisting things on me.
Go for it. Well, explain what I was.
Because
what
you're
happened.
A perfectionist. You're a fucking perfectionist. If I do something.
No. Explain what happened this morning.
You decided that at the very last minute, before I even like took a shower or anything, that we were going to record early.
I was supposed to
do all the work.
Okay, so let me rewind one little bit.
Go ahead.
Just a little bit. Which is the fact that we record pretty much every Monday at the exact same time. And you called me up today and said, can we record earlier? To which I responded, I'd be happy to record earlier. But you put all of the preparation notes together.
That's a lot to ask.
To which that you said, because I do that every fucking week. And you said, oh no, I can't do that. You're going to be too perfectionistic and not like anything I do.
It's true.
What kind of co-host? You're called a co-host. Why do I have to do all the work? What the fuck is it?
Co-host with Cam.
Yeah, you're my co-host. You're co-host.
You're the host. I'm the co-host.
No, we're both co-hosts, which means we're partners in this, which means you could do some of the work. And you ended up doing a phenomenal job, and you're using this as a fucking...
No, I'm not. This is an example.
You're using it as an excuse. Like, oh, I'm incompetent. You're going to hate all my work. No, this is... And so I can't do anything.
No, I don't like this. This is... My sister did this to me yesterday, actually. And when somebody offers to buy a present for someone, okay... You don't have the right to criticize the choices of the person that's buying the present, right?
Did I criticize you this morning?
No, but I think you probably wanted to.
No, I did not. I literally started the call by saying, thank you so much for putting that together.
I know, but you probably inside were thinking, she didn't do it exactly how I wanted it.
No, I mean, I covered the mistakes you made, and that was it.
There you go. I knew there were mistakes
made. No, but it doesn't
matter.
It's still, you saved me a lot of time, and we ended up getting together.
All right. Here's what I'm thinking. What?
You don't want to do the work, and so you're using this as an excuse to push the shit back on me. No, and I'm not having it anymore.
You are a little perfectionistic. Are you not?
If I came into work saying, okay, listen, the prep notes were all fucked up, and you did a garbage job, then you could be saying what you're saying. But the fact that I came in and I was actually grateful for this, and the fact that we're using this, is a miracle. I mean, it shows
it's
that
a miracle.
We have a way to partner with each other.
I don't like
this. I don't need to do all the work.
I like the other way of partnering.
Yeah, I know you like the other way of partnering.
This is like what your dad used to do to me. He'd say, I can't load the dishwasher because I'm not sure how it works. So I'd have to
You're
do
doing
it.
That to me. That's exactly what you're doing to me. You didn't like him doing that to you, so I got to do that shit now. I'm loading the dishwasher every
you're
fucking
loading
week.
The dishwasher and then
you're like, oh, I don't know. You're like, what can I do for you? Because I know you're so overworked and you're depressed from it.
Right.
This
and
is an example.
No, I frequently do a lot of work for you when you get like that. I'm like, okay, let me take off this burden and that burden. And usually it takes me 100 times more hours to do something that should take someone else maybe 15 minutes. Like putting a video in the right format on the internet. It's just it's baffling how complicated.
But I think you accomplished this very well today.
All right. So it wasn't
that
big of a deal.
This is gonna be a shared chore now.
Shared chore. Mom's news. Okay. So I was reading a little bit about orgasms.
Okay. And it is Masturbation May.
I thought it's a good idea to read about orgasms. And there was an article I was reading. And it basically correlates, we're very close to the rats. You know, did you know that?
In terms of geography?
Our human biology is close to a rat.
I didn't know that, actually.
So,
but it makes sense given all the trials, like the lab tests.
Yeah, yes. So they say in short-term behaviors with orgasms, females take the lead. I did not realize this. Short-term behaviors, like they went through short-term behaviors and long-term behaviors, different. It's a huge scientific study, okay? The Sounds of Orgasms, a study on the sex life of rats informs human sexual behavior. Interesting, huh? You're not interested. Are you interested?
I'm interested. Yeah, but okay. I keep reflecting on the conversation we just had. Okay, keep going.
Oh, for crying out loud. What?
I was just wondering if it should not be on the air, that should be more of a personal conversation that we have with one another.
No, we should. All our conversations are, our audience is privy to it.
Okay, so I'm with you.
Okay. Most likely, everybody will all agree with me.
Oh!
I'm kidding. It's probably the opposite. Okay. Speaking of that, well, we have some listener comments that also had to take issue with some of the things I say. I bring up a lot of controversy. Here comes another one.
You bring the controversy to the show. Okay. I still don't understand the rat study.
So the rats they're studying what happens with orgasms with rats. Okay. And then the short term and long term, and this is just the short term I'm reading because the long term is a little lengthy. In the rat's world, females proactively solicit males. The female, see, you would like to be a rat, right?
I would love to be a rat.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. The female chooses which male to attract and when. She actively encourages the male to chase her by running towards the male and then abruptly turning and running away. So she ghosts him.
Oh.
How does that sound like?
I like that.
But then she arches her back when the male touches her flanks to invite consummation.
Oh, wow.
This cycle repeats, it repeats until the male ejaculates sometimes. So they're game players over here. They're not cougars. They're game players. Sometimes males fall asleep afterwards. Shocker. To reignite the game, the female hops around the male, showing her interest to resume. Throughout this sex marathon, both male and female rats emit sounds or calls in a sound range we cannot hear. Using special recording equipment, we can record and analyze these calls in their frequency range. Male calls are long and distinctive when they ejaculate. This connects the male calls to ejaculation and possibly orgasms. Female calls are different. They are more varied and come at different times. Nothing in the calls indicates a connection to orgasms. Interesting little questions about...
It kind of sounds like the human orgasms. You hear not, the male going,
they said,
oh!
That's exactly what it is. That's what
and then
it
you
is.
Hear it... I would prefer being in the rat's den.
I know. You would like to be a little rat that
I'd like to be a little rat.
Comes up, she solicits you, she encourages yes. you, she chases you around by running towards and then abruptly running away. She
yeah, plays co-host.
Little mind
like
games.
A co-host. Yeah.
Like a co-host. What yeah. the fuck?
We're both putting in the effort. I like
all right,
that.
Well, luckily, there's no flanking to invite consummation.
I honestly kind of feel like that's the situation going on Hinge with me right now.
Yeah, what's going on with Hinge?
I'm on the Hinge app. You know, and I match with someone.
A lot of people are on the Hinge app now more than others, right?
I don't know. That's the one I prefer.
Why do you prefer it?
It's because it's more, relationship focused, and it seems like the people that I'm interested in, Tinder is like more... Hooking up. So
okay.
This is more like, okay, we're going to, quarantine together during wave two. That's what I'm looking for. So, but here's what's happening. I find like one person that I'm like interested in and I build them up in my fucking mind. We start a conversation and then, and typically they're the ones that started with me. So rat-like behavior. Okay.
Okay.
And then they
run away.
Something is tweaked in the conversation. You're not going to believe what the fucking last conversation I had.
Let's hear it.
It's all going well. And then I say something sarcastic, okay? And we've been joking around this whole time. But I figured she might actually think that I'm serious about this thing. So I respond like hours later. She didn't respond to my sarcastic comment.
Are you texting or are you talking on the phone?
It's a messaging thing situation.
Messaging.
Through the app.
So that can lead to ambiguity when you
right
have,
so I followed up and sure. I said listen I did not I was just being sarcastic I didn't really
about
mean
what did you say
it was a joke about Freud it was because she was it was a long story it's a long story
all right she I hope you didn't say anything like I don't believe in a female orgasm like Freud.
So that was along the lines of that.
Oh, shit. Cam.
But she had already been playing around with this because she, in her profile, said she didn't like she said she loved being mansplained psychoanalysis. So that's how we started this conversation.
Oh, mansplained psychoanalysis.
So she's joking about that. So I started joking about how I agree and started mansplaining to her. And she's joking back and forth. And then suddenly it stops. And I was like, okay, the fuck happened here? Does she think I'm being real? So I've responded to saying he had it asked backwards. I was being completely sarcastic. Don't please. I was just
joking. She took it for the truth.
No, she didn't. She said, no, sorry. I just, honestly, I was put off by your podcast celebrity. I've sworn off celebrities.
What? Who swears off celebrities? What does that mean?
First of all,
and which podcast
why does
celebrity?
She think I'm a podcast celebrity? Are you fucking
kidding?
Oh,
she's talking about you?
Yes.
I thought she was talking about like the football player.
She doesn't date celebrities anymore, and somehow I've been lumped into that category. How the fuck am I a podcast celebrity? How am I a celebrity?
That is hilarious. I love that.
A celebrity of what?
I'm
talking about premature ejaculation with my mother.
And talking about how female rats... And encourage mating.
Are you fucking kidding? I've responded. I'm definitely not a celebrity, but
you're
I get
not
it
a
if
celebrity.
You don't. If you're not into dating someone in the public eye, in a way, I'm exposing a lot of shit about myself.
Yeah, but like, I don't think she meant it that way. I think she just doesn't celebrities.
She doesn't date celebrities.
So she's not on that particular website that only celebrities go on.
Certainly not.
Maybe Raya? You need to go on. You have to go. You have to go on.
That's what I literally thought. I was like, oh my god, maybe I'm fucking ousted from the Hinge community from this.
Yeah, but you're in the Ryan. What's it called? Raya is a.
I don't stand a chance in the Raya community.
They'll eat you alive, those celebrity those bitches. Bitches.
Raya is $7 a month, and I'm not trying to pay that.
Oh, for Christ. Seven or 70?
Seven.
$7 you wouldn't pay?
No.
That's the cheapest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Why?
And I've heard some cheap things come out of your mouth.
I'm not fucking that
is fucking
that
cheap.
I get $7. No, I'm not.
You
no
spend.
Way.
$150 on vegetables, and you can't spend $7 on a possible mate?
No, the $150 on vegetables was a very smart purchase, and kept me nourished over the past week.
No, you're skinny as a rail because all you do is eat vegetables anyway. So why?
Because I don't have the time to fucking cook because I'm constantly working on the goddamn podcast. All right.
I told you that Deez would cook for you. You could just stop
No. At this point, the roles are reversed. Yeah, the roles are reversed entirely. At first, it was you were scared of having me over, and now there's no fucking way I'm coming into that Corona den. No fucking way. Mother, how are you remaining the healthy cougar mother during this coronavirus?
Funny that you ask, because every morning I make myself a blended shake full of nutritious ingredients, and my most consistent ingredient is, take a guess,
Billy's Infinity Greens.
That's right.
Billy's Infinity Greens is a precision blend of the 36 purest and most potent superfoods on earth. I'm talking chlorella, spirulina, blue-green algae.
Stuff you can't even pronounce. It's all in this.
Comes in this powdered form in a beautiful amber bottle. It is clinically proven to provide significant health-enhancing benefits for the immune system, neurological, lymphatic, and digestive systems.
Every one of your systems, for crying out loud.
All your goddamn systems. I've been taking this. I know it's healthy because my nails have been growing like weeds.
And my hair has been growing like weeds.
If you want 15% off of these incredible superfoods, go to infinitygreens.com and use promo code MOM. infinitygreens.com. Use promo code MOM. Do it.
So we're corona free, except for I'm having someone come to repair some furniture in a little while.
I'm getting a coronavirus test today.
I don't get that. It's like an STD test. Explain to me how, if you get tested and then you go out and you walk into Chipotle an hour later, how do you prevent yourself from getting, you can't really say that you're corona free then.
No. It's the whole situation is that because it's not antibodies telling you if you've had it in the past, it's just like, do you have coronavirus now?
That's my point.
I know. This is the problem. And I don't really know why I'm doing this because I feel quite fine right now. My sister kind of just got
Your
me all excited about it.
Your sister and her boyfriend have not left the house for anything at all.
Yeah. So
they're totally free of any kind of germs.
Well, anyway... So basically, the only way that this could be helpful to me is if it said, God forbid, but if it says, yes, you have coronavirus, then I'll know in a couple of weeks if I make it that long.
That I have
the antibodies. And so that's the only way it could be helpful to me.
And then they say the antibodies are not necessarily a sure thing either. They haven't determined if you can get it again.
Yeah, my friend who's a doctor said he thinks it's pretty
remote.
It says very unlikely that you can get it again.
Is this the doctor friend that you call every time you've got any kind of issue with your penis?
Yes.
So yeah. I was watching the show Dave.
Yeah.
There's a scene in Dave. It is hilarious because the guy, Dave, walks in to get he's getting an exam by a doctor, and he starts talking about his penis. And he goes into so many questions, and it's obvious the doctor wants to leave the room, and he keeps on and on about these questions, and it literally could have been you.
Oh, my God.
That's how realistic this was. It could have been you with the doctor, because it was it's the exact same conversation.
Well, we have an episode like this where I did call the doctor.
Oh, yeah.
I called the urologist.
Dr. Joel.
I called him up, and I asked him if the curvature of my penis made sense, and if my penis was adequately length.
You asked a lot of questions.
Yeah.
Not just
And
about
I recorded it so you can all listen to it. It's the episode after the Clone of Willie episode. I don't know the number.
Yeah, that's a great episode, though. It's one of, you will be crying with laughter. I guarantee it.
100%. I guarantee it.
Money back guarantee. Speaking of money.
What? Oh, can I? What?
How's the financial situation over there?
It's great. Just phenomenal.
Good.
Why do you, what the fuck? Why do you bring that up? What is that about?
I've been selling shit.
Yeah?
I'm serious. I'm back to selling shit again. I think that's the way to make money these days. You just sell all your shit. So.
As opposed to just dumping it on your sons?
Yeah. Yeah. I think I'm going to ask for those plates back from IKEA.
Take them back.
They're going on Craigslist.
I would love if you take them back.
Here's the problem, though. You know, you don't know who's coming into your place off of Craigslist. They could totally be...
Why are you doing anything on Craigslist right now?
I'm just saying, for example, I could put it on Craigslist. I could put it on other...
I want you to close the pod again. You opened the pod.
My pod is so wide open right now.
I know.
I was with your brother for like 3 hours and was not wearing a mask and he'd just eaten the Chipotle. He might have given it to me.
Jesus Christ.
Dees did not allow him in the apartment. FYI.
Good. You wanted him in there?
You act like he's like a walking bundle of germs.
Yeah, it's another human. Yeah, I don't believe in your practices at all. And I was thinking for Mother's Day, I was going to come over there. We're all going to hang out. That's not happening anymore.
Oh, damn.
No way.
I'll close the pod until Mother's Day.
No, it's fucking 6 days away. You need to be quarantined for at least another 10 days before that happens.
Oh, for crying out loud.
No fucking way am I coming to that shit. Okay, I wanted to share with you this other thing about Hinge.
Oh, yeah. So
I've
go on.
I've developed a paranoia.
Wait, so do you never finish the story? So after she gave you the cold shoulder?
Yeah,
she just totally like blocked you in your communication?
She didn't block me. She ghosted me.
Really?
So because there's a feature to block and I can still message her if I wanted to. And I have. And she has not responded.
Yeah. What was so attractive to you about her besides?
She just seemed very cool. She's just a person I would vibe with, I think. But now I've realized I develop a paranoia when someone ghosts me like that, where they just stop responding. I start thinking, maybe this is payback for all the people I stopped responding to.
No.
And until I respond to those people that I've ghosted.
This is the most ludicrous thing I've ever heard.
She's not going to respond to me.
What? She has like a sixth sense about the people that you've ghosted in your past?
It's like a karmic situation. She's not aware of it.
That is ludicrous.
So now I feel like I got to start responding to all the people I've ghosted.
Since junior year of high school?
Junior year of high school?
Yeah.
What, I start ghosting people in junior year?
Yeah.
What are you keeping track of who I've ghosted? What happened in junior year?
What the fuck was that? There were some things that happened in junior year, which I'll share with you off.
No way!
Yeah, you ghosted some people.
What?
Yeah.
I don't remember this at all.
I think you ghosted someone in your first kiss. Yeah, you ghosted her. You actually got ghosted by somebody who, when she asked you, if you want to romp in the park with her, you ghosted her. Yeah, you ghosted her.
I don't know if you understand what ghosting is.
Yeah, you ghosted. She never spoke to her again when she asked you if you wanted to romp in the park.
No, I did. First of all, that was in fifth grade. And second of all, I think we became very close friends years later.
That's irrelevant. At the time it happened, she ghosted you.
You don't know what the fuck's going on.
There's some ghosting going on.
You got a Kalana brain going on right now.
I got a Kalana Corona brain. A Kalana Corona.
Do you think that I might have?
I'm convinced that something else is wrong with me, by the way. Every night I'd have a new ailment. Something's not right.
You already talked about this.
That's what I'm talking about. So something might be wrong.
You're fine. Okay. Hey, I wanted to read a couple texts that we got from our listeners. Mm.
Yeah, I wanted to read that too. I saw some of that.
So you want the good news or the bad news first?
You know what? Just because someone...
Neither are bad news. It's just a dissent. Or do you want the agreeing or the dissent?
Let's do the dissent.
Okay, since
I'm in an argumentative mood right now. And by the way,
argue with this listener, I like this listener.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying to you that I'm not an all or nothing person. So some of these things...
Oh, you didn't even let me read the fucking text.
Okay, let's hear it.
So this person says, hey guys, I had a quick counter argument I wanted to throw your way.
This was saying, what does that mean, counter argument? This is not a democracy. This is just my feelings, emotions, thoughts.
I think it's very fine for him to give you a counter argument to one of your opinions.
Okay, go ahead.
You hold on to strongly. So here's what he says. Karen Lee often references on the show the importance of having multiple partners to learn what you like and not buying the first car you test drive on the lot. My wife and I were high school sweethearts and are true monogamous. Neither of us has ever had sex with anyone else. We have an adventurous, exciting, and fulfilling sex life, and I think the fact that we are not comparing to previous partners allows us to truly enjoy each other without being critical. We can grow and explore openly and freely. Neither of us is a grass is always greener type of person, so we don't have regrets. Overall, I think that there can be some benefits to playing the field, but when the first car you test drive is a Ferrari, you don't need to drive a Taurus or a Camry to know what you want. And my wife is definitely a Ferrari. Just some food for thought. I hope you guys are doing well physically and mentally through this crisis. Hang in there. Thank you very much to this listener. I think this is a wonderful point. A wonderful point.
Why do you think it's a wonderful point?
Because it works for this guy. Whatever works. If you don't need a test drive, you don't need a test drive a bunch.
Right.
And I think this is a very logical reason why you would enjoy just being with one person.
It's logical, but then again, there's some things that he said in there that were cause for concern.
The fact that he doesn't like a Camry or a Taurus when I drive a Corolla.
Yes, exactly. First of all, why are you I used to drive a Camry every year. I like my Camrys.
My Corolla was just recalled.
I know. I saw that. I didn't want to mention that to you, but I saw that and I thought you're going to freak the fuck out.
What? They're recalling right now? They decide, this is the time his airbags don't work? Now he has to bring them in to get something installed? What the fuck?
It's a problem. So I don't think it's emergency because you don't even have someone in the passenger seat. Is it in the driver's seat too?
I don't know. How did you find out this information?
I just looked at the outside of the envelope and it said airbags recalled.
Jesus Christ.
Anyway, let's go back to this person. It's saying that, here, this is the line. I think the fact that we are not comparing to previous partners allows us to truly enjoy each other without being critical. Without being critical. So, I mean, there's a lot going on in that statement there.
Yeah, he's basically saying, like, he's not comparing to previous sex partners who he's like having sex with his wife, and then now he's thinking, oh, well, Shelly, my last girlfriend, would do this to me, and it felt amazing then, and she was in this mindset that this person can't
but
he's saying
he's saying being critical, and it doesn't need to necessarily be critical. It just means learning something from your partners, not necessarily good or bad, just you're observing.
Well, she can't replicate it.
And you don't need to replicate it, but it's just saying, okay, this is what I like. This is what I didn't like. This is what I'm looking for. You know, just again, if you're buying a car, you know, and you get into that, you say you get into your Corolla and you think this is the best car that ever was. You don't know what you're missing.
He's saying she's the Ferrari. Listen.
He doesn't know that.
Here's
what
I'll
say. He thinks she's a Ferrari, but how does he know if she's a Ferrari or a Taurus? Not that I think it's a Taurus. He said Taurus.
Here's what my point is. If he's satisfied, he's satisfied. And why are you inspiring more regret in people?
I'm not. I'm just saying I'd like to have, I think it's important that you're making a lifelong decision that you should go out and not just for sex, but be with different people for different, you know, and see if.
Listen, I agree with
you. Compatibility wise, if this person, you know, is for you or not for you, or if there's other things that you like in a person that they don't have. It's mostly to find, you know, it's mostly to find out what you don't want, I think.
I completely agree with you.
So it, then.
But I also agree with this guy.
Listen, this guy, I can tell you, am I allowed to say his name?
No.
Okay. Anyway, I got married to my love of my life at 23, and I was with him for 2 years prior to that. And I was, you know, I had met him when I was 19, basically. Very little experience, if at all. With other men. I shouldn't say that. That's a lie.
That's a big, it's a bold-faced lie right there.
Bold-faced lie. But the point is that I feel like I picked the right partner and I was lucky, but most people that get married under the age of 25, there's a good chance that they may grow apart as opposed to going together. So you're lucky that you grew together.
Yeah.
And It just happen to be one of the luckier ones. With the divorce rate of 50%, I would say that it wouldn't hurt to have a few different relationships under your belt.
I completely agree. It's just a nice counter. It's a nice counter argument, honestly. It's just a nice perspective. I think we can move on.
I don't like the word argument because it's not. I'm not trying to say something like this is the be all and end all. This is just like an opinion that I have, and it's not based on any kind of doctoral dissertation that I'd made. It's just my own personal opinion. It means nothing compared to the people that are important in your life. Those opinions mean much more.
Okay, so I wanted to read a text from Nichelle. Thank you very much to this other person for giving us that opinion.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And it brought up some thought processes, which is good for me. I like to think about other people's mindsets.
I love it. Nichelle says, thanks for reading my message, and I'm glad you guys are still podcasting. I was just in the ER on Tuesday for the first kidney stone I've had in my life.
Worst pain ever. Mostly worse than childbirth, by the way.
Boy, you guys have really helped me through my painful bed rest. I've managed to catch up on the episodes I've missed in the past, and this podcast has been helping me when my meds make me feel nauseous and I can't look at any screens.
Nichelle, that is incredible. I'm so happy about this. I can't tell you. I know how bad those kidney... I've never had a kidney stone, but your father had kidney stones.
I'm sending your urethra so much love. May you not have any more pain there.
It's supposed to be like worse than childbirth. So, yeah.
Not fun. I'm glad you enjoyed the podcast. I got another message over here that I wanted to read. This is, I'm going to keep this person anonymous as well, just in case. Hey, Cam, thanks as always to you and your mom.
I guess that would be me.
Your insights and honesty on the podcast. I'm so happy you guys have brought out some merch. I know exactly which one I want and so happy to help support. Hell fucking yes. Thank you.
Sneaky freaks.
You sneaky freaks. Get your sneaky freak t-shirts at sextalkwithmymom.com. You get all sorts of merch, including now fucking face masks with our logo on it.
I definitely need a face mask because mine is not comfortable. As you know, I haven't been wearing it very much.
I could tell. This one says, just wanted to also share my sex drive is an absolute zero with this lockdown.
I'm sorry.
Why are you laughing?
It just made me like burst. I'm like, because absolute zero. There's no doubt, zero.
I relate to this person entirely. I think I'm down to masturbation once a week, and I skipped it this week. So I think I'm going on 2 weeks. I'm separated from my boyfriend, and I know that he's still horny, but I'm struggling with feeling anything but sadness. We've tried to do a little sexy video call a few times early on, but I can't get out of thinking about how frustrating and dark the situation is. That has forced us to try and connect like this. I told him I just have a low-level sadness all the time, and that video phone sex feels performative and false to how I'm really feeling. We may try without the video, the old-fashioned way, meaning through phone, I guess. But I also just want to see him and have sex with him in real life. It helps to know I'm not alone in my low desire for sex in these fucking weird times. I'm sorry to hear that your sex drive is low. I can imagine that could be very, very painful to be separated from your partner. And it makes sense that if it's performative, it's going to just put you in your head and not feel good at all.
You know, I was long distance with these for a long time. 4 years.
And did you do a lot of phone sex and federal sex and all that shit?
Do you want to hear the answer?
not really. But if you want to share, you can share.
You know, I did a phone. I told you about it at the time I did a phone sex with a different guy. No, it was a text sex on AOL. I think I told this podcast, and your brother was reading it downstairs.
Yeah. Did. Wait. So are you? Are you not answering that question because you want to protect Jesus' wishes?
No. I mean, I actually, it was so long ago that we did have virtual dates, like where we'd have like food and stuff. I don't think I liked also doing that much of the phone sex.
I'd rather
just be by myself and do sex, masturbate by myself than do phone sex. I don't know.
It creates a distance for sure. And there's a vulnerability there, too, at the same time, because it's a little awkward.
I don't have any vulnerability.
Yeah. I don't have any vulnerability. That's good.
That's one thing I got to say. I don't really give a shit. I'll say exactly how I feel. And I wasn't always like this at all. But now I'm at a point where, yeah, I could talk about masturbating with my boyfriend. Why not? Do you?
All right.
You feel like you're comfortable talking about masturbating with women?
Yeah. Are you fucking kidding me? Yeah, I was telling this girl about her fucking orgasms over the year, and she ghosted me. All right.
Maybe all right. That's why she ghosted you.
Thank you for this message. Yeah, she did. Anyway, thank you very much for this message. I'm sorry to hear your sex drive is an absolute zero. Hopefully in the next couple of weeks, things will start lifting. You'll be able to see your boyfriend again.
And also, it could be just being depressed in general. I think that's what most people's sex life is completely related to, sleep deprivation and being depressed.
Bingo.
And yeah, so once people get outside more, which I think people can do. I mean, don't take my word for it, because here we go. I'm going to get in trouble for the... I'm just saying that when you're outside, it's less likely you're going to get it than if you're inside in a, you know, in a elevator or something.
Oh, thank you very much, Moot Fauci.
Moot Fauci. That's my name. Don't worry it out.
We got to start. I wanted to share very quickly.
What?
A huge thank you to our newest patrons.
Oh, yeah.
Kimberly, Matt, and JC. You are keeping the lights. Honestly, yeah. Here's what I'm thinking we're doing with the patron money. We're going to hire a podcast producer to help alleviate some of the work from me, because right now I'm producing the whole fucking thing.
Excuse me. You forgot about the work I've been doing.
Today, my mother helped do some prep notes. But other than that, I've done every
fucking
thing.
Excuse me. A lot of the social media posts.
Yeah. We're not hiring someone for that.
Oh, okay. But we would like to in the future.
We're taking this money and hopefully hiring someone to edit, mix, yeah, and then publish all these episodes so that it can eliminate some of the work on my plate. And so that's what I'm hoping to do with your money. And your monthly contributions on Patreon are really helpful for that. So thank you very much, Kimberly, Matt, and JC.
Yeah, that really helps us. And you also get bonus content and get to be invited to a party like this Wednesday, Tuesday,
Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo.
Tomorrow.
Oh, it's tomorrow. We're having a party tomorrow for patrons. It's not too late to join.
6 p.m. Pacific time, and you will be doing a big Zoom, and I think we'll be recording a little bit of it for our 300th episode, which comes
out
on Thursday.
Holy moly, 300 episodes, people. Oh, my God. And I'm still speaking to my son.
Look at that. Better than ever, I'd say.
Yeah, we do. We do actually communicate quite well. I wanted to thank the people that have been buying merch, posting pictures of themselves on our Instagram feed. It's so cute to see that.
So adorable.
And I appreciate it. And if you want to see it, just go to Sex Talk with My Mom's Instagram page. And also, there's some TikTok action going on. Uh-huh. Someone's doing some TikToks over here. While my boyfriend Deez has been cooking up a storm, he's like turned into like Guy Fieri. Is it Guy Fieri?
Yes.
He's turned into Guy Fieri. And loving it. And I'm thrilled because I love eating it. But while he's doing that, I'm doing my TikTok videos. And one of the ones I did, literally, like I just decided, oh, this is what it'd be like to go on a date. So I walked out of my bedroom and sat in the dining room table in a low-cut dress. An hour later, I had 4,500 views. Unbelievable. The reason I bring this up is because it's also helping our Sex Talk with My Mom TikTok. Yep. Well, a TikTok that we did, the two of us together, you and Mime, and me and Flip the Switch, almost had 1,000 views. Mm-hmm. Yep. So TikTok is the way to go, peeps. I'm the oldest living millennial here, recommending that you join me on TikTok. Sex Talk with My Mom has a TikTok, and so does Karen Lee Potter. It's awesome. It's fun.
Mom,
it's crazy. It's wild over
Mom,
there on TikTok.
What has happened with the past 3 minutes? You just went on a rampage about TikTok.
Everybody needs to join TikTok.
Okay. I also want to thank everyone who's been leaving us ratings and reviews.
Oh, yeah.
If you haven't yet, do us a favor. Right now, you know, just help support our show by going to ratethispodcast.com/mom, wherever you're listening to this, ratethispodcast.com/mom. It'll tell you exactly how and where you can leave us a rating and a review. It really helps us out. And I'm going to read one right now.
Thank you.
If you don't listen to this podcast, you're missing out. I'm obsessed with this podcast. This is 5 stars by N. Din Shun Wao He.
Okay.
I'm obsessed with this podcast and have been binge listening for the last 6 months, but I'm trying to ration out my episodes during the quarantine.
Oh, wow. Aww.
I just went through a breakup and I'm not eligible for any funding, so I've only made it to their 2017 episodes. The second I have an income, I'll definitely subscribe to their Patreon page. Oh, I see what's going on here. Thank you. My friends and I couldn't be more different, which makes me love their dynamic so much more. So there's something going on with both my throat and my eyes right now.
What?
Because I read my friends, but really it's my parents. My parents and I couldn't be more different, which makes me love their dynamic so much more.
Yeah, I was wondering, what are you talking about friends for? What do we need our friends? So he's saying that his parents are different than him, and that's why he likes our podcast, right?
We don't know if it's a man or woman or how they identify.
All right.
So they are saying that their parents and them couldn't be more different.
Wow.
And which makes them love our dynamic.
Which makes me love them.
I'm a fire-eating professional musician, hairdresser, and burlesque dancer that's covered in tattoos with green hair while my parents are so supportive but look like they're in a Stein Mart advertisement.
Oh, God, that is
I feel like
great.
I'd get along with this person.
I love this. I love it.
The clowns and burlesque are very close in communication.
Yep.
You know, I love how this podcast shows that even if parents and their kids don't show the same mindset or interest, I completely get being weird, Kim, they can still be close and talk about uncomfortable subjects. Check this podcast out. You won't be disappointed. Kissy face.
Oh, well, you couldn't ask for a better review than that. I'm telling you, she nailed it there.
It's unbelievable. This is a perfect review, and I would like to get to know you as a friend. Honestly, it sounds like we'd get along, and it means
She's
a lot that you've been
definitely a sneaky freak.
Definitely a sneaky freak. We love the support. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that was great. Wow.
So, Mother, we've come to the end of our show.
Oh, boy.
It's time to wrap it up with a nice rhyming couplet.
Okay. And let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and having boundaries in quarantinies. Quarantinies?
Yeah, well, quarantines.
Quarantinies. Well, I tried with the boundaries.
I was going to end with the boundaries there?
Because the whole time we've been talking about how we've been switching up the boundaries of quarantining.
Oh, I see what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not as crazy as your sister, and crazy in a good way, you know, as far as being like not leaving the home. But I'm also not like your brother who's walking into Chipotle like, you know, there's no problem.
Are you trying to do a last plea to your audience, saying, "Hey, I'm not losing my mind over here"? What's prompting this?
I am losing my mind, so I'm not trying to prove a point. I am losing my mind. It's lost. Okay, whatever was going on prior to this whole thing has just been exacerbated. I found that with all my friends too. It's like literally my friends are smoking weed like it's going out of style. Every time I get on Zoom, someone's got a pipe, someone's got a bong, someone's got a vape pen. They're eating gummies. They're fucked up out of their mind. This is all my friends.
This is exactly what is known as a long goodbye.
A long goodbye. Bye, folks. Bye, folks.
Oh, my God. What the hell's happening?
Much? I don't know, Kim. Leave me alone. Bye.
All right. Love you. Bye. Love you. Thank you for listening.
Hi, I'm Jace.
And I'm Dedeker. We're from the Multiamory Podcast. We're answering the Pleasure Podcast question of the month. What is my number one sex tip for quarantine?
Make sure it's okay for your partner to say no to sex. It seems counterintuitive, but research shows that couples who are in the habit of giving a positive response to their partner saying no actually leads to the couple having more sex overall.
If you want more research-driven advice for all kinds of relationships, check out the Multiamory Podcast.